Chapter 33. Notebook. Rice. Scouring pads. Broom. Detergent liquid. Sleeping bag. Stove fuel. Oil gasket. He sleeps now. Rice with the curry from the Thai wagon. Asks where the girl has gone. Tell him Fontaine has heard from her but does not know where she is or why. The pistol on the shelf. Reluctant to touch it. Cold, heavy, smelling of oil, the dark blue finish worn to silver gray down the sides of its muzzle, around the fluted segments of the cylinder, Smith and Wesson Thomason. Tonight he spoke again of Shapley.
How they did him like that, Scooter, that's just some sorry shit. Same shit all over. Always some of them, anyway. Makes you wonder how these damn religions last so long, or what started it in the first place. Could be he'll be that himself one day. Crazy fuckers out killing people for him, or they'll say it's for him. Used to be these crucified Jesus people. They wouldn't talk at all, except on Mondays, and that was the day they'd go and dig one spadeful of dirt out of their grave, Scooter. Every little while they'd get one of them thought he'd got the spirit in him, and he'd just do it. Do it with these special chrome nails they all carried. Leather neck pouch, see, it had to be unborn lambskin. Hell, you'd have to say they were crazier than the ones got him, Scooter. Put 'em all away, finally. Weren't any left at all after about 1998.